Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. It's that time of year when many of us will make resolutions to change things in our lives. Change a job, lose weight, make money, change a relationship. But studies say that fewer than 20% of us will succeed. Today we talk to three experts about why that is and what you can do to improve the odds.
Well, anything to do with change has to do with changing your brain and the pathways in your brain.
Making changes that last on this week's American Cafe. So that big crystal-covered ball has dropped, the fireworks have fizzled, and now a brand new year stretches out until next December 31st. Maybe, like me, you're one of those people who make resolutions to lose weight, to maybe change a job or a relationship. But, like me, you might be looking back at last year's resolutions and hoping that no one heard you make them. So what can we do? Is there a way to succeed in making the changes we want so our lives are more what we'd hoped they'd be? To find out, I spoke with Allison Johnson. She's the manager of business and program development for behavioral health at Northwestern Medicine Central's DuPage Hospital. She said that changing habits is going to take time and persistence.
Well, anything to do with change has to do with changing your brain and the pathways in your brain. So that takes some time, just like building a muscle. Like, let's say you go to the gym and you want to work on your abs. You're not going to see change right away, and you have to keep at it in small increments until the muscles build. So it's very similar to that when it comes to changing brain habits. You know, like if you move to a new house and you look where the silverware drawer used to be for the last 20 years, you looked in the old house, even though you know in the new house it's in a new place, like that. You have to train your brain and your muscle memory to do something different.
One struggle you might have is staying motivated. Why do we give up so easily sometimes? Well, Dean Lindsay is a motivational speaker and the author of How to Achieve Big Fat Goals. He told me that realizing that we have the power of choice when we get discouraged or are tempted is very important.
Everything we do, consciously or subconsciously, we do because we believe that the perceived consequences of those actions are that we're going to feel the unique right mixture of the six P's of progress: pleasure, peace of mind, profit, prestige, pain avoidance, and power. Buddies want to tell you, they say, hey, come and have beers with us. Well, you're going to have to say, hey, there's pleasure in that, right? You have to remind yourself that there's more, or way down, that there's more pleasure in being the ideal weight, or to be able to walk up three flights of stairs, or be able to fit into all the stuff in your closet.
But it turns out it's not just willpower. There is a neurochemical element and an emotional element to making change as well. Dr. Bradley Nelson is a holistic chiropractic physician in St. George, Utah. He told me that often our emotional baggage will hinder our efforts at change, but once we get rid of the baggage, the change comes more easily.
And if you think about how frustrating it can be, and we've all experienced this, where we set these goals, we make these resolutions, and then a month later, or even a week later, we're angry at ourselves and frustrated because we should have been able to do that. Why didn't we? What we find is that when people start to release that emotional baggage, not only are they able to better achieve their goals, but a lot of their physical and mental and emotional issues seem to vanish away in many, many cases.
Allison Johnson says that sometimes the emotional elements of our lives, whether it's stress at work, a fight with our spouse, a financial challenge, or other factors, can hamstring our efforts to change because they literally change our body's chemistry.
It's extremely important to understand what the root cause is. So, for instance, we know that weight gain has to do with the amount of leptin that you have in your body, and leptin, the right amounts are produced when you sleep well. So, if you're extremely stressed out and not sleeping well, you're going to gain weight no matter what you put in your mouth. So, it's extremely important to figure out, why has this changed for me?
Dean Lindsay told me that writing out your goals is important both to help you know what they are and to help you keep them.
It's not just writing them down, but how you write them down. Small little things like saying what you do want, not what you don't want. A lot of times, like we say, I don't eat bad food. Instead say, I'm a healthy eater. Claim the positive. Don't remind yourself about the negative.
My guests this week also said it's important to realize that we will fail. We will have times when we stray away from the goals that we set for our lives. And we should give ourselves time. I mean, it's a New Year's resolution, so you've got until next year, right? Harsh thoughts, negative emotions, and feelings of failure can only serve to defeat our efforts to change, not motivate us to change. So, what do you think? Let me know your opinion on this program by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And if you want to hear other editions of our show, go to voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.